The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
This is Jason Witter, author, illustrator of Tiny East Vampire and Monsters Eating Ice Cream, and you are listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
You are listening to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We get to read fiction on the show and talk about some movies, books, you name it. If you like what I do here, please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/AaronFrail. You'll get some books and other cool stuff for your support. Go ahead and also reach out to me at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com, Aaron Horror Show on Twitter, or Aaron's Horror Show on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. I got some fun stuff for you today. I got Godzilla vs. Kong. I actually watched this one a while ago, and I took notes. I sometimes will take notes when I watch movies, because I know I'm going to have to come talk to all of you about them, and I just don't know, you know, if I'm going to remember. And so, yeah, take notes. Take notes of movies, and then I'll be able to talk about them. So let me go ahead and read you my Godzilla versus Kong notes, because I thought they were kind of funny, just like reading them by themselves. So by the way, spoilers, so if you haven't seen Godzilla vs. Kong, go watch it. It was on HBO. I don't think it's on HBO anymore, but that's how I saw it, out of my own home. But yeah, who knows where the movie is located now, so you'll have to find it. So spoiler alert, you've heard it. Okay, here's my notes for Godzilla vs. Kong. Science. Tap water fluoride makes people docile, WTF. Lone conspiracy guy, two high schoolers, 11, and Elf from CC Chronicles 2. Hollow Earth, major plot point, core is hollow. Kong, good guy, close to peeps. Paranoid guy, easy to trust. Mechagodzilla, Apex creation. Why Apex is being attacked by Godzilla, who used to be good for defeating baddies, revealed in pointless expository dialogue. Hyperloop tunnels, only accurate. Science, Apex shipping. King Kong, confidence, kid. All heroes in one ship, other one's gonna die. Titans in center of Earth, half on tap, half on bottom. Glowing rocks in Lagrange Point. Hand-shaped rock, Kong jumps into a ceiling near Lagrange Point. This is all going to make sense soon enough. I just got a kick out of my notes. Mecha, real bad guy. Tokyo destroyed. Japan, though. Japan tough, actually. K and G team up in the end. Weird Axe power source, WTF, not even trying anymore. G and K fist bump at the end. Ape is a human hero. Yes, that is my notes. So let's see if I can make sense of all that. of that, like what goes on in my brain while I'm watching a movie. So overall, I think I'm watching this so you don't have to. Like, you know, maybe it was like, if you're a huge Godzilla fan, maybe it was really good. Maybe this is going to be like the awesome movie you've been waiting for. if you like, you know, Godzilla is the coolest thing ever. But like, honestly, it was a little, a movie I'm watching because you don't have to, right? It was one of those ones that was just really odd. I mean, so let's start with the things that I appreciated about it. I did appreciate the fact that they went back to the sort of original Godzilla look. It was just, you know, Godzilla being Godzilla. but they made it really weird in the sense that, first off, they were trying to keep King Kong in this, like, virtual reality dome. and then they were also trying to, you know, Godzilla kept attacking this company called Apex, which, of course, would mean Godzilla would attack a city. And they're establishing in this movie that, you know, Godzilla is a good guy because Godzilla and King Kong have defeated all the bad guys trying to destroy cities. so they're looking out for humanity. And that's the beginning of our movie. So, you know, you have basically two high schoolers in this movie, Eleven from Stranger Things. So the person who plays Eleven from Stranger Things and the person who plays an elf from Christmas Chronicles 2. The only reason I know this is because my son absolutely loves both Christmas Chronicle movies. He has seen them many, many times. The first one more than the second one, but, you know, I have seen it quite a bit. So, anyways, the kid who plays an elf, and by the way, it's a weird story in Christmas Chronicle 2, the elf, like gets turned into human for, like, being a bad elf. the premise is like you're a naughty elf, so you become human, and that's terrible for elves, right? Kind of funny, right? Like that's the punishment. So, anyways, he becomes an elf at the end, but yeah, he's generally a human character or human looking character, I say, in Christmas Chronicles 2. And then there's also this lone conspiracy podcaster, and this gets me to the tap water fluoride makes people docile. WTF. they have this whole thing about fluoride in the tap water and how fluoride is making people docile, which, by the way, is not true. In fact, it is true that there is fluoride in tap water, but you know what fluoride is? It's what you have in your toothpaste. It makes your teeth better. It makes your teeth all shiny. It's not going to make you docile, right? I mean, if fluoride was making people docile, then you figure people would be way more mellow. But no, they're not. they're not mellow at all. but anyways, all joking aside, yeah, the fluoride in the tap water does not make people docile. But that was a big plot point, and it also bugs me when there's conspiracy theories about tap water, because darn it, I had a friend who, like, worked in tap water management, and that stuff is, like, the safest to drink. You want to know some scary facts about like, bottled water? Like, bottled water, they literally don't have to test it if they don't want to. Like, companies that make bottled water, if they do test it, they don't have to share it with you, the general public, or the government, or anyone. Whereas, like, the people that run our tap water in like, cities around America, like, they have to tell the government. They have to tell the public. It's all publicly available. So, like, if there's crap in your tap water, like, you could actually go look it up and see, you know. And whereas, you know, companies that make bottled water, they literally just don't have to tell you if there's crap in the bottled water. You know, just to give you a track record of, like, which one's the safer one to drink, if you ever have a spare time, look at how many recalls there have been because of contaminated bottled water versus how many times cities had to shut down their tap water because something was in there, right? So, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, I know there's some hackers now that tried to poison water supplies, but, you know, once again, tap water's still winning. So, yeah, tap water, man. It's really darn safe. They just don't have the money to advertise, right? Bottled water companies do. So, yeah, just you know, there's my conspiracy theory for you. Silly conspiracy people. You know, the one guy that knows it all and two high schoolers, they're the ones that are going to figure it out. And the big conspiracy, the Earth is hollow. Yes, there's a hollow core in the middle of the Earth. And, like, that's... By the way, if the Earth was really hollow, so, you know, if suddenly...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The molten core that is in the middle of our planet just, you know, disappeared one day. It'd be a bad day to be living on this planet, because more than likely what would happen is we would collapse in on itself, right? Because that's what gravity does. You know what I mean? Like one just doesn't have to think very hard to say, you know, what's in the center of the Earth? Well, if gravity is the strongest there, then probably all the heavy stuff like iron, you know what I mean? Makes sense to me. But anyways, yeah, if there was really a hollow Earth, it would collapse in on itself. There's a molten liquid down there. But, you know, you got to have something where these incredibly large creatures came from. So, you know, I'll give them that they're, you know... Science fiction, right? Gotta go with it. Gotta go with the world where fluoride makes people docile and there's a hollow Earth, right? You know, the other plot point that I kind of thought was funny is, like, so this conspiracy theory guy that's, like, figured it all out, he's really quick to trust these two high schooler kids, you know what I mean? Like, the two high schoolers kind of seek him out, and he's like, yeah, cool, just join my team, you know what I mean? I think, like, somebody who's, like, really, really paranoid would not, like, totally just accept two strangers, you know what I mean? Like, let's say that I was really, really paranoid, and... You know, I'm literally like, oh, somebody's reading my thoughts, you know, tinfoil hats and whatnot. I don't think I'm just going to, like, meet two, like, high schoolers and be like, we listen to your podcast, dude. Oh, you do? Man, I trust you now. You know what I mean? So he's really quick to trust. The other funny thing is, you know, King Kong is sort of like a human character in a way. So King Kong is sort of like... the good guy and, has this like little girl that he trusts and, you know, is part of the storyline. And really the other funny thing is the only thing kind of accurate, in this is, Apex, the big bad corporation that is secretly making Mecha Godzilla. They have hyperloops, little tunnels, that, you know, shoot stuff really quickly, from one location to another. And that's actually like real science. like you, the hyperloops actually can, are pretty accurate, you know? So, I thought that was funny that like literally this sort of side note was the only accurate science in it. But what was really funny is when they finally figure out that it's Hollow Earth and they have to go there for some reason, I forgot which exactly, I obviously didn't write them down. They all pile into, a couple ships. And what I thought was really funny is all the hero characters, like all the people that have names and dialogue, they all pile into one ship. And then like sort of the corporate stooge goon, person, piles into the other. So you naturally know which ship is going to die. You know what I mean? And it's like, you have all the main characters in one ship and then sort of the corporate stooge person and all of her lackeys in the other. Which one is not going to make it back from the center of the Earth? So anyways, so, you know, they pile in, and then, you know, what's really interesting is they basically have these floating rocks in, like, what is essentially a Lagrange point. So Lagrange points are kind of, or Lagrange, I don't know how you pronounce them, honestly, but, like, they're these points outside... really they're outside of Earth. And there are these points where all the gravity of all the different things all equal each other out. So you could just stick something there. Like the reason you have stuff like orbiting Earth and floating around Earth is because it's going so fast that it's constantly falling towards Earth as it circles, right? So that's what orbit is, right? And in order to maintain orbit, you gotta fire your thrusters every so often to keep staying up there, or eventually you'll just, you know, slowly crash back to Earth, right? Like anything orbiting Earth will eventually come back because gravity is slowly sucking it in, right? Lagrange points are actually stuff where you could just like put something there, and because all the gravity and everything equals it out, it will just float there with no assistance, right? So the idea of a Lagrange point or a Lagrange point is, you know, you have something very easy to maintain. And so in their center of the Earth scenario, the exact center of the Earth is a Lagrange point. So you could have like a floating rock, you know. And in the middle of this, there's this really weird, you know, like temple of the Kong people. So the King Kong people have this like temple. And it's not really clear, but basically they have this like, you know, hammer that, or an axe or something that makes a power source, right? You know? And, oh, by the way, and Godzilla's attacking them all this time, like, you know, they're trying to get King Kong to, you know, get his, you know, mojo or his people, or, you know, basically defeat Godzilla. You realize that the corporate people are out there for this unlimited power source that are for some reason inexplicably giant ape hammers. So, yeah, there's some weird giant ape hammer that when you put the hammer in the ground, it makes a power source. And so anyways, stuff happens at the center of the Earth, and then they go back up to destroy some cities and have a fight between Godzilla and King Kong. The only reason they're fighting, by the way, is literally, is it's explained as, well, they're two alphas, and you cannot have two alphas. They'll kill each other, right? So basically, it's, you know, giant, like, think of it as two dudes going, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? Hey, bro. What's up, bro? You know, like, they're, like they're kind of, like, trying to intimidate each other, like, chest bump or something, you know, but they fight and they destroy Tokyo, right? So I thought it was going to be in New York, you know, honestly, because it's an American movie, but I thought it was kind of cool that it was in Japan, which is like, Japan is really tough in this scenario. You got to think about it. Like they're really tough even in the real world. I mean, Japan is like the only place where two nukes have been used on people on land, right? On cities, and man, like Japan survived that, like no wonder why they make monster movies, you know what I mean? Like no wonder why this genre of movie comes from Japan, because like man, they survived two nukes going off. So I could see how that would create kind of a fear and an interest in things that could destroy entire cities, right? Like that's kind of the idea behind Godzilla, right? And so, you know, they eventually, like, fight each other, but then it turns out that, you know, the Mecha Godzilla that the evil Apex Corporation was making to defend themselves, turns out that you cannot control it, and Mecha Godzilla then starts to destroy the city, but then, basically, King Kong and Godzilla team up to, like, fight Mecha Godzilla, and then there's this kind of funny moment where they do like a metaphorical fist bump at the end, and where they're like, yeah, bro, you're cool, bro. Yeah, we're cool now. And then they decide not to fight any each other anymore. Like once they get to fight a common enemy, they're okay with each other. And isn't that the story of human nature? Aren't we all just going to fight each other until aliens invade us one day, and then we finally have something to unite and fight against? Seems kind of dismal, actually, when you put it that way. Anyways, if you want to see a bunch of monsters destroying the city, that's pretty much what the movie's good for. It's great for that. In fact, lots of
Tokyo being destroyed, just like an old school Godzilla movie, right? But if you're looking for something that makes sense and, you know, has interesting characters, then probably not your best choice of movie. And yeah, if you're one of those hard sci-fi people that's like, all my science needs to be real or at least sound real, then this is definitely move along, don't watch this movie. Like, this is, you want to watch monsters destroying a city. That's what this movie is. There is nothing more and nothing less about it. Just watch some monsters destroy a city and you're good. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. And if you ever hear a roar and see a glow coming from the ocean, just like run as far inland as possible. You know what I mean? Don't look at the water and be like, what's that? Is that Godzilla? Especially in this world where they know Godzilla exists. You know what I mean? Like, don't look at it. Run. Right? Just so you know, that's what you do. All right. Have a good night.